to the Mug Meetings Summaries podcast. Sean Cody capped off our September 14th meeting with the final RTFM topic on the screen command. Here's what he had to say.
We'll talk about screen. Don't bother copying most of this down. There's a lot of notes here, and I've put the slides up just so that you don't have to copy anything. So what is screen? It's essentially, the technical term is terminal multiplexer. Think of it like a window manager, or it's a way to manipulate multiple command line sessions in one window, in air quotes. So what's a terminal multiplexer? It's essentially like a window manager. It's really that simple. When would you use it? Well, surprisingly, all over the place. If you are not friends with the mouse and you like your terminal sessions and you've got lots of X terms open and you need to clean up your life a little bit because you've got thousands of them open, you want to background sessions a little bit easier, you want to share sessions with other people, like if you want to do remote training from a command line, this is super helpful. I've done training across the pond from here to India using this. So it can be used for all kinds of cool stuff. Essentially, you use it just to organize sessions or terminals. Everything in screen starts with Control A. So it's sort of like the Star Trek movie where the guy goes, computer, do something. Well, Control A is the computer. It's the token that screen uses to know, oh, you're telling me to do something, not telling the program you're running in your shell. So creation, deletion, pretty simple. Control A, C to create. Control A, K to kill. You can have as many of them as you have memory for, which is more than most people can count, probably. But 0 to 9 just corresponds with the keys on the top row of your keyboard. So you can go between 9 different open sessions just by hitting Control A and the number for the session you want. You can also assign names to each of the windows. So you can have one for top, one for IRC, one for D-message output, or tailing logs. You can organize it any which way you want. To flip between them, Control AA. I use that a ton, because usually I only have 2, maybe 3. And just flipping between them. If you have a bunch, Control AN, Control AP, just to go backwards and forwards. So next and previous is what they stand for. If the more windows you have open, the more valuable the N and P commands are. And then, well, you got to start things, you got to exit them. So you want to detach or background it. Super useful tool. Control A, D, just for detach. Now, if you just fed up and you need to GTFO, Control A, Control backslash will just send sig kill to each process in each window and then quit screen. I don't use that one so much because it just doesn't seem right.
Sig kill is noise work.
It's like SSHing into your colleague's machine and doing kill minus 9 minus 1. It's just not nice. So now you notice I had detach. Well, how do you get back into it? Well, you can use screen minus list to show the suspended sessions. You can have as many as you want on a very populated machine. There could be hundreds of them. So they're stored in the format, usually PID, username, host. It's different for every platform, but usually the PID or the process ID is all you really need to reattach a screen. To reattach, kind of obvious, minus R for reattach. And then you give it the ID. The dollar sign ID is just like a variable name, so you replace the dollar sign ID with the process ID or the string that you see in Linus list. And the real nice trick is the last item there is to reattach with X. X says reattach if it's already still attached somewhere else too. So you can have multiple people attaching to the screen, say in the screen session. You type something, they can see the output. It's like log me in for the command line. Or go to my PC for the command line.
Dueling keyboards.
Yeah. It's essentially that. I've used it to chat with people. When, yeah, it's kind of fun. It's like a side channel, you know. The other communications mediums are recorded, so you can SSH to a shared host and talk plainly on a host that you
so
trust.
So what's the security, Sean, you know, not attached to somebody else's screen?
If you have access to their account.
You have to log into their account.
Yeah, so in this case, like, what I would use it for would be different administrators in different offices, and we all have access to centralized hosts, so we can log in and go into it. Or a root user can attach to other people's screens, but it's not cool. But usually most services, like Devious for one, it's a free shell service, they will not allow you to detach, or at least they'll kill your detach sessions as soon as they see them, because people run like bots and stuff. It's not fun. Well, like any good window manager, you got cut and paste. What you can do is, frequently I find I run a command, I need a piece of output to copy from, and I need that output to go from screen one to screen two. So like an error message or a URL I got from a log file, I want to download it in another screens, copy it out, paste it in without having to use a mouse because I don't like mice. The clipboard can also be used as a scrollback buffer. So you can save, you know, the hundreds of lines that you've got streaming out, and you just missed one, and you want to say, oh, wait, where's that one? You can go into the copy section, scroll up to where you need to do, and hit escape, and you've caught the thing that you missed. That's cut and paste. Now, a really cool feature that it took me forever to learn properly and to really get down with it was split screen. Or stacking. So you can take your X term and split it in two, have one session on the top, another session on the bottom, and flip between them. So you could do rolling, let's just say you're tailing a log file while you're managing a service, and you want to start and stop it, and you want to see the output as it goes. Yeah, it's super handy.
It's looking like it's kind of the Emacs buffers.
Yeah, you could... Yes, you could do that. I am not an Emacs person, so I wouldn't know how to do it. To split the screen, like it's case sensitive, so it's capital S is the command, and you can tab between them. Creating a second screen doesn't necessarily create a shell in it. You have to create the screen and go tab over to it and create a shell inside of it. The killing stuff works the same. The thing that really annoys me is that the splits do not maintain state between sessions. So if you detach a screen that's been split, the windows in the sessions persist, but the layout on the screen doesn't. And that makes sense when you think about it, because when you're attaching it somewhere else, you can't guarantee that your window sizes are going to be the same. So if you do that, you might just lock yourself out of whatever you were doing.
What does it split like? Does it create a new screen terminal? Or?
It cuts your current terminal in half by default, and you can resize it to make the bottom window. You can do it a bunch of times. Like, I'll show it shortly. Okay. There are some other...
Have you ever used talk? Yeah. Hmm? It's like talk.
Yeah. It's like talk. Old talk. So resizing, just make them up, down, make them equal, plus, minus to do that. To do the resize, usually hit escape first to make sure I'm in the command mode, control A, then colon, type resize. There are a number of screen commands you can use. The man's page has them all in there, but most of them are useless. Resize is one of the commands that isn't mapped to a key, so you have to run that. Now, this is tiling, like on top of each other, stack one on top of the other. Now, if you wanted to do fancy things like have two stacked and then a vertical on the side. Screen doesn't really do that for you, but some external patches like vertical session patch for screen, that's the first one, and Biobu, which Adam forwarded me to, is an extension of screen which allows like things like managing vertical screen size, resource monitors, things that I really don't need, but some people do.
Just a comment on that. Ncurses and curses can completely borks up if you use the patch for vertical screens. It can't detect the difference in the turn, so it just doesn't work. It works, but you can't use it. No, that's simply because you're using screen, and screen emulates a terminal size that does not exist on your screen.
You can get around that by messing with your term cap.
Yeah, you could,
but
it's
that's way beyond the talk of the system. One feature that I found out when I switched over to the Mac, and that has been invaluable for me since, is using it as a serial terminal. So connecting to like routers or embedded boards or anything that you've got RS-232 and you want to connect to it, you can use, because Screen not only implements sessions, but it's also a terminal emulator, so you pass it the device you want to attach to and the line rate, and it replaced something called Zterm or Minicom that's under Linux or CU in BSD. I could just use Screen because I got it everywhere. You could even upload firmware by piping LS. There's a funky
LRZSZ.
That's the. You can pipe that through it and emulate a complete terminal emulator, like Hyper Terminal, where you can upload and download files via X modem. I've had to do that for firmware updates, but you can do it right through Screen. And doing control breaks for booting old Sun machines. I don't do that so much, but a lot of applications these days aren't break safe. So having just Screen work is fantastic. So to do it, you just invoke Screen, use dev tty, like the line device. So under BSD, it would be CUA0 for your serial port. And then the line discipline speed, which in this case is 19,200 baud. You can also make Screen less annoying by configuring it. There's only a couple I'll talk about here. There are thousands. Check the man page. But the three most useful ones for me are def scrollback 1024, which changes the scrollback buffer from 100 lines of the default to 1024. Some outputs I have are giant, and 100 lines is not nearly enough. Or I'll forget a command, and it's not in my history, and I don't scroll back. So you can even just hit 9 until your fingers hurt or something. Just make it giant. But for the most part, 1024 works for me. Startup message off. Every time you run the Screen, it shows you a little copyright notice license thing. It drives me up a wall. So I turn it off. And then, now, like I alluded to before, you can create windows. Well, in your Screen config, you can specify a specific screen name and the command to run. So in this line here, screen minus T is to create a terminal. Type.
Title?
Yeah, it's title.
Title.
And I'm naming it top, and I'm going to run top. So when I run screen, it's going to create a session. It's going to create a window. That's probably the better term for it. Call it top and run top inside of it. You can do this for any command you like, and as many of them as you want. I don't use this so much, but I know some people that do. Like, they want, when they log into something, they want to automatically run IRC or a bunch of IRCs to a different IRC servers. I don't do that so much, but I only use the first two. The configs are in a file in your home folder called .screenrc. It's pretty simple. Like I said, I don't use many more of these just because I like sticking to what comes in the box, because then I know I can go to somebody else's box and odds are it'll still work. But the man page has tons of it, tons and tons of options. Most of them I can't even conceive a use for, but if you want to find uses for them, or find other people's recipes, their own configs, I wouldn't search for just screen, because you'll find everything, like screen doors, screens for buckets, it's best to add GNU screen, GNU space screen, and you'll find the stuff. Or just search for .screenrc. There is now, like the title, there's tmux, which is a BSD variant of Screen. It's basically license compatible with the BSDs, as opposed to using GPL from the new Screen. It was a previous application that was imported into OpenBSD Base, and that's when I caught notice of it. It's extremely similar to Scream, except it's not a terminal emulator, so you can't use it as a serial control device. That's fine. And it uses Control B instead of Control A, because they want it to be different. But you can have a .tmuxrc, which swaps it to Control A, which is what I do. And it implements vertical and horizontal splitting, so you can do all kinds of funny window manager stuff with it. And then there's the Biobu screen enhancement, which I talked about briefly, and a link to a nice article showing you what it is all about. So we'll do a little bit of a demo here. Unfortunately, hopefully we can make this somewhat readable.
Option shift plus.
Option?
I think it's bar command shift plus. Which.
No. Oh, wait. Oh.
It got bigger.
Yeah. Okay, so. Documents. Presentations. Den. Screen. Okay. Alright, so we'll just run screen. Actually, I'll show you my .screenrc. So, yeah, there's all kinds of options here. Let's do synop, make that a little bit more readable. This hard status line, it's you can add a line to the bottom of the screen to say, you know, what host name you're on, what X, Y coordinates you're on. I don't always use it. In fact, I only use it on my laptop, so I can tell the difference between when I'm using screen on here versus a remote machine. And then you can change the term. By default, the terminal environment variable is screen, so you can change it to xterm color to make colors work again, or ANSI. I'd stay away from ANSI and just leave xterm color. But you can change your term cap info. So we'll just run screen.
What? No NetHack mode?
No, I don't play NetHack. So it doesn't look like much, but at the bottom, you could barely see it, is that status line. It's just got the date, time, and it's just some random one I got off the internet. It's just to make it. So
Can we turn down our off?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's actually good. That's
okay.
Yeah. So I'll just put some output here. So this is, by default, it will create one session. It launched a shell, which in my case is Bash. And so we'll create another one. So Control A, C. And it looks like the same thing, but it's actually different. So it's another shell. And at the bottom, you'll see 0 Bash. Well, that's Windows 0, and Bash is the currently running application. And 1, which the brackets around it mean that's the one I'm currently in. That's that fancy giant hard status line. It gives you that.
Actually, look up at the top, you've got the command 1.
Oh, that's different. That's the number. That's for the window, mm-hmm. the terminal windows, because I can tab a bunch here,
okay.
which I don't like doing. So you notice that this is one screen, that's another. So you can flip between them all you want. You can create, so there's a third. So I've got top running, and just cycle between them. So if you're debugging something, having multiple applications running and accessible instantaneously helps. So we'll just do a little bit of copy and paste. So I went Control A, open bracket, and let's just choose this top. I don't really care about the PID, so let's copy the rest of the line. Notice it's highlighting. So I scrolled up with the arrows to where I need to go and hit Enter to start the copy. And now I'm finished selecting, so I hit Enter again. And now it's in copied 73 characters into the buffer. Go back here, type, and then I'm going to paste it. So Control A, close square bracket, and it just pops it in. I recommend just doing this 5 or 6 times just to get the finger memory. Sometimes I go a little bit too fast, and I paste things into the wrong, and I get beeping terminals, and it's just not fun. There's that. Now, I'll show you something a little more useful, and that's, let's just say I'll change my current working directory. So the documents again. Okay, and I will go into the copy mode again, just so I don't have to do this twice. So I've got, I wrote a little application here. All it does is it just prints out the stuff from the command line. So a little command, and now when I want to compile it, I've got a bunch of problems. Well, this is not very helpful if I have to go back and forth all the time. So this is a perfect opportunity to use the split screen. So control A, capital S, and now you'll notice that the window popped into two pieces. The top is one, the bottom is another that I can choose to. So I'm going to go to... Where was it? Oh, okay. And now I can see, now if I go back, control A, tab again to go back up to the top, I can see that, oh, there's my first problem's on line 8. What is it? Oh, I'm missing a quote. Okay, so that's done. Then I'm missing a terminating character also on line 8. So I can add, line 7. I can add that. And let's go back. I know there's one more bug, but just to show you, tab between them again. Oh, I've still got problems. Exit successful. Well, that makes sense because that's not actually a variable or a macro. It's supposed to be exit success, so we can change that again. Do it again. Oh, look, now I'm good. And all without having to go back and forth or click between windows. And it's very useful when debugging services that you're installing. You want to tail logs. You want to see the output of things that you're building as you're building it. That's what I mostly use it for. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, we'll use ABC for this one. So all it does is just print out the parameters backwards just because it didn't involve it creating any variables. Or it's just a simple demo. But we can do this again because you remember we had that top window open? So we can split again, and now we've got 3. So if you've got a giant window, you can split these up as much as you want. And we will switch over to... So now top's running, so I've got my compile open, my source code open, and top to see when it's chewing resources. So that's pretty cool. But what about the detachment? Well, you notice that I'm not going to detach it there, but I can reattach it. And those little dots... Well, that's showing me that the screen window is actually really small, and the dots are showing me that's the bottom of the window. So I can flip through them, and in this case, let's just type echo file here, and we will go back to, where's the mouse, here it is, the first tab, and notice that it printed off. So you can have multiple people sharing the same one. Like I said, it's super useful for training. And I'll detach this just to show you that it doesn't persist. And then screen XXR. Oh, so now I gotta create again. So control A, S, control A, tab, control A, S, control A, N, control A, N. Okay. So what if I wanna make this guy a little bit bigger? So control A and then resize plus 5. And it made it 5 lines bigger. You could go through each of the tabs and customize them so that, you know, your resource monitor at the bottom only needs 2 lines. Like, you only care about the first 2 lines at top. You could take care of that. But if you really want to get back to it and make it equal again, you can resize equal, and it will split them up. Yep.
Are these using all the same TTY number, or are they all different?
They're all different. Well, you have one pseudo TTY, which is what your session connects to, and then inside of that it forks sub TTYs. So it actually runs login, which your login launches your shell. So if I was using some crazy shell or screen as my shell, that would cause problems. You can attach, you can attach screen inside of screen as well. And it will work if you're deft enough.
And you quickly go insane.
Then there's actually a way to send a control A.
So what happens? That was going to be my question. So if you want to flip screens when you're inside a screen.
How to send a control A.
Okay, so I'll show you how to do that. So I'm just going to create some characters here. Now you hit control A. Oh, why am I not going back to the front of the screen or to the beginning of the line? Well, I have to do control A. Control A, A, there you go. So control A, and then the character I wanted, which is A.
Maybe that's why Tmux changed it.
And control E, that's probably
that
it.
That could be.
So usually it's Control A, and then there's also the online help, which is marginally helpful. Is Control A question mark? Let's do it on another one here. Control A question mark, and it will give you all of the options, all of the most popular options. I've used this sometimes, but mostly I just, like when I was learning VI, I just try one command and use it like all day and try to use it for everything. Mm-hmm. And then you eventually get one by one into all the really cool things. So you notice I've got all these. Let's do something weird here. Let's do the nuke 'em from orbit command, Control A, and oops, Control A, Control slash. Really quit and kill all your windows? Yep. So now it's gone. What happened to the others two, that the other one that I attached?
Gone.
It's gone as well. So you can just boot everyone out. That's another use for it. Well, let's create a screen here, screen session. And Control A, detach it. Screen, Control A, screen minus list. Now, if you logged into a machine, you don't know what screen to attach. Screen minus list will tell you the three possible, in this case, three. This is the PID, this is the TTY it's on, and then the host name of the machine, which in this case, my machine name is Crapple. Now, screen uses Unix domain sockets as a means of suspending and reattaching. So that's why it says three sockets. And then this is just Mac OS X's version of slash temp. So that's most of them. So if I wanted to do wanted to attach, let's just say this one, and then I exit it. So we do screen minus list, and now it's gone. Do it again. Screen minus R. Sorry, X. I just do X by force of habit. Do that. Screen minus list. Screen minus XR for that last one. And we'll just nuke that one. Oh, Control A.
No, that last one was attached already. So if you had just gone screen minus R, it would have just failed.
Would have created a new one.
You would have
created a new
one. Well, let's try it.
And then there's just
it's been a while.
X.
Control A.
It's the same as
screen minus list. Screen minus R, which is already attached.
Nope. You did X.
Without the X.
Yeah. Think muscle memory.
Now,
yep, it won't let me attach it.
I do dash X all the time, and I think that might actually be the same as XR. If you just dash X.
Very. It all depends on the implementation. Like the version of screen you get isn't necessarily the same as the version number it tells you, because of the patch options. And every distribution applies its own patch options. So I'm not even going into that. I just use screen 4, and that's it.
GNU screen plus.
So that's just a brief introduction. If you don't want 1,000 windows open, this is a nice alternative. Or tabs. Like, use whatever you're most comfortable with, but if you're only stuck with command line, this is a really, really nice option. You don't have to memorize all of those things that Gilbert will put the link up to the slides. I can send them to list as well. And I guess I'll just open it up for questions.
Sure. Since you're running a Mac, are you running actual screen, or do you have the other one, the Tmux on there?
I have both. Screen comes with OS X, and then Tmux I just compiled and installed for myself.
One thing I'll just point out, Biobu, which was sort of a prettier version of screen, if you're using screen, like just because you like to use screen, and you're on a relatively modern terminal with a full keyboard, which apparently now excludes some laptops, one of the big things Biobu does is it actually lets you use the function keys as hotkeys to navigate to specific screens.
You can do that in screen by changing the mapping in your screen RC as well.
Yeah, Biobu basically just takes screen and makes it a little bit more user-friendly, assuming you're running Ubuntu. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it makes screen a little bit more complicated.
Sure. Does it cost you one line, like if you got an old real normal 3 characters by 24 lines, 25 lines? It costs you one line, two lines?
Only if you have that hard status line. If you don't have that hard status line set, it'll use the terminal you have.
Right.
Yeah.
I do. And Mike, you had a
Y's
terminal.
Oh, God, a
Y60? Yeah,
I've
still
got a couple of
these.
Yeah.
I know K-Pro's a leader C-grade.
The biggest features to take out of screen are the detach, the split screen, and the attach already attached sessions for sharing. Everything else is you can do with a windowed environment, and if you don't have a windowed environment or don't like them, like I don't run X on anything if I don't have to, and for the most part I don't have to, so I'll use screen. And it's a tool you can use on a physical terminal or a remote terminal. You don't have to learn two different things. Just learn one tool and learn it well. That's why I use screen.
I think you mentioned in your tunneling presentation that it's a handy thing to like on the terminal session and kind of reaching through as if you're sitting at the other end of the wire and having this ability to have other sessions.
Yeah, it's sort of, I refer to it as a friendlier version of background. It does very similar things. It uses the same sleep and restore syscalls. It's just a user-friendly way of doing it, so you don't have to control Z it. Some applications don't support that.
What memory does cut and paste use in environment space?
It uses as much as you select. So by default, I think it's 1K. That's 1,024 characters, and you can make it as big as you want.
It tends to come from the screen, right?
The screen process allocs that memory, yes.
What you are copying and pasting tends to only be what you can see on the screen.
Yeah.
It's not as precious stuff. It's just you see it on the screen, copy.
Exactly. It's text mode copy. An anecdote is my day job, I frequently have to run really, really long jobs or cycles or rsyncs of terabytes of data, and I need to hand off to someone else because I'm going away or, you know, they need to watch it because it's a client delivery. So I will start it. Like, I can just background the process and go away, but that doesn't help someone else coming into it to pick up after me. So what I'll do is I will launch all of the processes running, detach the screen, and send out a note to the team saying, I've started this on this server, reattach it when you need to check in on it, and then detach it later. Or if someone is running an application and they're having a problem with it with specific errors that are going through like standard error or something that's not easily dealt with by using pipes or redirection, I just say, leave the screen open, and I'll attach to it remotely, and then I help them right then. Oh, yeah. Cool. Anything else?
Good. All right. Cool. Thank you, Sean.
That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. For more MUG meeting summaries, or for more information about the Manitoba Unix User Group, check out our website. You can find it at muug.mb.ca.